Hi everybody, so this is like my third attempt trying to make this video. Anyways, I just woke up and had a dream from the Lord, and I've been asking him if he wants me to share something, that he'd give me a dream and to discern and all that stuff. And I literally just stopped crying because I was like, oh my gosh. So I first wanted to say I am not perfect. I have done everything I'm about to tell you in this video, and it scares me. But I'm praying and I'm trusting that God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit will help me turn away from my wicked ways. And I just wanted to emphasize that really quick. Okay, so I just dreamt that it was like me and my husband, we were going to some like Christian convention kind of thing. I don't really know exactly. I think it was like to do missionary work out in like a city or something like that. I was a little confused on all that, or like kind of like a Christian camp maybe, but it was like bigger. So I won't go into full detail with some of it, but some of it had to do that my thoughts were all over the place and not centered on Jesus, or I was thinking too much about this and that about Jesus and not just focusing on him like I should be. And I was worried about, oh my goodness, how does he think of me, this and that, and then like all this different stuff. And then there was people from my past, and then people currently in my life, or just whatever, who have hurt me, or people I've hurt. And we were all like on this bus with this bus driver, and there were some people in this bus, and then there's some people I didn't even know. And I just knew we were all Christians, and we were judging one another quite a bit, and we were also judging the world pretty harshly, like and that's not our place. I'll get to that in a minute. So this bus driver, we were going down like on a hill, and there was like lots of trees. That's why I was like, I don't know if this was a camp or what it was. But during the process of all this, not only am I judging people, other Christians or like people of the world kind of thing, but in my mind, I was having, like, you could see my thoughts out almost a little bit too. I've heard another lady say that she's, with her near-death experience, she actually did see that, so I thought that was interesting. But yeah, but it was just mine, it wasn't nobody else's. Anyways, and it was like a web almost. And last night here I had a vision of a white spider, and I hate spiders, gross. Anyways, but it reminded me of like a web, an entangled web. And it was just so anxious, depressed, like just all this stuff that was not necessary, in my opinion, like for myself. Like it was just causing me not to focus on Christ the way I should have. But the main thing is I was judging people. And so the bus driver, we're going down this hill, all of a sudden he slams on his brakes, and we're like, what the heck? And then all of a sudden we hear a shofar trumpet in the sky, and it was blaring loud so everybody could hear, so you couldn't miss it. And I just remember looking up like, oh my goodness, thinking we were about to be raptured. Like all of us thought that, all of us. And literally all of a sudden, like I look up and I see, and then here, that's when I was like, oh my goodness, God. Like before I saw like Jesus or whatever and the sky fully open up, I just remember thinking, I guess this is the power. So I was like, oh my goodness, I started listing off all the sins. Like I instantly was like, I'm sorry about this, but I don't know if my heart was in the right place. I couldn't really tell. But I was just like freaking out. Like, I'm sorry I did this. I'm sorry I've thought about this. I'm sorry, like all this stuff. But the moment that shofar blew, it was set. And all of a sudden the sky opened up. It was like lightning flash, basically. Like you saw this bright light and it was just like, pew. And then, like, it turned into, like, it was, like, a, you could see, like, it was, like, a portal almost, but it was, like, opened. The sky was literally opened up, and it was like into another dimension almost, like another place. And it was heaven. And then it showed that there's this podium and a huge book on it. And there was this, what do you call it? And then all of a sudden, I see Jesus. I see Jesus. He had like a beard and everything. But anyways, he walks up to this podium and he literally starts naming people's names. And the fact that this is in a blink of an eye too, it was very interesting. It was like, it was almost like he was doing this all at once. Like, I don't know how to explain it. And I heard like this woman's name, like Ann Wilson or something like that. And he said, like, there's only one Ann Wilson or something like that. And I'm going like, whoa, like just thinking, I'm like waiting for my name to be called off, and it wasn't. And we had this bus was packed. Like, it was one of the biggest buses too, by the way. And only three people were named. And they were gone. Instant. And just like that, the sky was closed up again, and they were gone. And I just remember sitting there, and I, like, started crying. The fact it was like all these people who thought they were gonna be raptured, and then me, and like just things that made me wake up and reflect on myself first. But okay, and then after that, I started thinking of my little baby who is not here anymore. I just knew that. And then I started thinking, like, why was I not, you know, called? And I instantly heard, he who cast the first stone cannot enter into the kingdom of God, because we are all sinners. So that was like my thing. And then I knew everybody else heard something, kind of thing. But after that, I literally yell out, I'm like, has any of you ever been to hell, or have had any experiences, like dreams or visions or experiences? And some of them rose their hands, and some of me didn't. And I'm like, it's literally about to get, like, it's gonna get really bad. Like, it was like bad. It was almost like I couldn't tell if it was bad then or not in my dream, because I was so fixated on everything that was going on right in that moment. But I'm like, I just knew it was about, we were about to hit the fan, basically. And I was so scared. I am like, I do not want to go to hell. And I just started crying, and I was like, God, I'm sorry. And it was too late at that point. And I felt the Holy Spirit tell me I needed to talk to people about this. And it reminds me of a dream I had last year too. And it showed that God was angry at not only the world and a lot of the people who proclaim to be part of his church, because we're all sinners, and this world needs more love in it, and that's what Jesus led a life of, and a lot of us aren't living that. It's all about love. It's not about if you've lived enough. It's about, did you love enough? And I'm just going to take a few days off of here and reflect on my relationship with Jesus. And I'm very thankful he showed me this, because I think the church really needs to wake up, considering there was only three people on that giant bus. And but mainly to reflect on myself first, because I want to look at the speck of my own eye and then give the rest pray about the rest. Like, if you see all this evil in the world, pray about it and love a little bit more. So